there is a big rock. At least it felt like a big rock to me. Growing up, of course, it was like climbing a mountain. It was probably only 3 feet tall, but it felt like climbing a mountain. This rock was particularly special. It wasn't occupied by Duende. It felt safe. Nothing bad really happened. Usually when you have such mounds on the rock, usually places that are really fun for kids to play, you have to be careful because there might be a duende that lives there. And duendes are these little creatures, much like, I guess you would describe them as dwarves or gnomes. And you never really see them, but they are represented visually through tawas. Duendes usually like to live near places that are fun, and usually in the jungle, usually by a big rock or a big tree. There would be maybe a community of duendes or a duende that lives there. And you got to be careful when you go to places like that, because if you accidentally step on them or occupy their spaces, or you know that's really sacred to them, you could get sick. You can get really sick. And that had happened to my sister once. The way to get better is you get a faith healer to perform this ritual tawas. They have different ways to heal, and tawas is particularly with, they would have a sharp knife, a candle that's lit, another candle, and a bowl with water in it. And it's usually a blessed water. And they would be next to the person they're healing. They would heat up the knife on the candle, on the lit candle, on the fire, and rub the other candle on the knife and let the wax melt and land on the water. An image would be formed on the water. I've seen this, I think my sister had a few tawas done, at least I saw a few, that she had a faith healer perform a tawas on her. One time, there was a formation of a duende, and it was it looked like an old man, but a short old man. So the faith healer blessed my sister and put some of that water on her head and did some prayers. And told her to go back and apologize to the place.